will ever be. And I like thinking of it that way. It's like a piece of art that's just, it's like a painting. It's like a painting. You're not going to get to see the painter paint another version of the same painting. It's the one painting. Look at it. It's there. That's it. That's all you get. Like, that's how I see this album.
Well, that's, you know, it's not that uncommon. I mean, you know, the Beatles happened to them, right? I mean, for different reasons, but they stopped, you know, touring.
And
so
it's,
anyway.
It's a reality that, like, we lose a lot of times. I remember being in bands that toured where touring and playing live was first and writing new stuff was secondary. And then when you think about it, it's kind of stupid. It's like, I'm a musician, creating music should come first. If you're a painter, making the painting, but that's how it is. Even if you're a painter, eventually promoting your paintings and getting a gallery together and actually becomes more work than the actual paint. And eventually, like, the artist stops being an artist and you become a businessman. So it was really freeing to go like, no, we're just going to create this album. Then we're going to throw it out there. And then that's it. That's it. That's like, there's no third part of the plan.
Yes, I hear you. Yeah, of course. Well, that's, I think that's, you know, like you're saying, you're an artist, so you should be free and able to, well, you know, choose your next, piece as you wish. So that's completely, you know, fair and awesome, I think. Yeah, all the creative, you know, liberties that you're mentioning, like that sounds pretty cool to do.
It was very freeing, and it was very, like, we really leaned into this one as composers and artists, and I surrounded myself with two polar opposite people, where Jibé, our synth and studio guy, is very pragmatic and stuff, but our drummer, Angelo, is very, he's a philosophy teacher, that's his day job. So to have a drummer to whom I could discuss with in abstract concepts was new for me, because usually I tell my drummer, oh, this is too tight, I want it to float more, and they'd look at me and go like, so what do you want me to hit and where, because float is not a thing. I'm like, at this part it should feel more green, and they'd be like, that's a color, what beat do you want me to Angelo actually gets that. I'm like, I try to make it warmer, and he's like, okay, I think I get what you're mean. So, like, it was fun to just, like, work on that artistic level, where we're, like, a lot of times, like, especially if you're in a metal band or a metal-adjacent band, like, you don't want to say you're an artist. Like, I'm a guitarist. I play in a metal band. I play riffs, and that's it. And when people are like, okay, what kind of motions and colors and feelings did you want to... I'm like, riffs. I write riffs. They're, like, almost anti, like, I'm not an artist. I'm a guitar player. I bang out riffs. And that's also cool. And love of the riff, that's what brought me to the instrument. Like, I love thrash, because thrash is, like, it's riffs and only riffs. It's so purely unartistic, like, just love of the riff, and that's it.
Yeah.
But it was fun to work on that level, where we had a good idea of what the cover art was going to be. We had the concept behind it. Like, we had the color palettes that we already established so that we would fit the mood. Like, we were really trying to make something that was art and not just instruments together, just not just riffs and songs. So it was fun to have people on that vibe with me, and at the same time have a very pragmatic studio guy that's like, okay, but realistically, what are we doing? Because we could get lost in these concepts. We needed someone to rope us back in, go like, but we are making music, guys. So
yes, no, it sounds great. So where can people find your, you know, your music? Do you have merch? Where can they go?
For now, the album's out digitally. That's it. We wanted to put it out as soon as it was ready. So, like, we didn't nail down a deal for any physical products. That'll come later. So for now, you can pick it up on Bandcamp. Bandcamp's always the best way to support any artist. If not, it is on Spotify. If you want to give us 0.00001 cent per play, we appreciate it. But it's on there because I want to make it accessible, and I want people to be able to listen to it wherever they want to. And we're on all the social medias. You can hit us up anywhere. Just don't try to look us up on Facebook because it won't work.
Yes.
But primarily Bandcamp. Go over to Bandcamp, get the album. That's direct support, and that will help us fund the next one.
Perfect. Well, I want to thank you very much for being with us tonight. I don't know anything else that we might have missed or that you want to, you know, comment?
No, just go check out the album. It's called Dark Green. I hope you guys like it. We tried to make something that was varied yet concise, that was catchy yet unique. And it's not for everyone, but if you've got any aligning tastes with mine, then you might just enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of us, you know, do and will, for sure. There's, you know, there's everything. There's one for everybody, right? Like outside, so... Yeah, it should be. That should be the case. Thank you very much for being with us tonight. Thanks again, Seb.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
All right.
Taking over the human race. A dying shell is our fate. While they jet off to outer space. Fingers bent, caked with dirt. Climb up, kick down again. Work to eat, not to live. While they tell you to save and spend.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. This is The Metal Meltdown, and I am your host, El Dr. Misterio. We just listened to Vortex. They are from Rimouski in Quebec in Canada, and we listened to the song When Humans Defy the Void, which is a brand new single from this year. Before that, we listened to Marble Ghosts. They are from Ottawa, Ontario in Canada. And we listened to the song Eat the Rich, which is another brand new single from this year. And we started the set with our guests tonight, Tumbleweed Dealer from Montreal, Quebec in Canada. And we listened to the song A Soul Made of Sludge, which is part of their brand new album, Dark Green. We're getting close to the end of the show, so let's try to squeeze in a couple of more metal music songs for you here at the Metal Meltdown. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. Yo soy el Dr. Misterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. We just listened to The Fixer. They are from Thunder Bay, Ontario in Canada, and we listened to the song that gives its title to their 2023 album, Your Lie. And we started the set, or the previous song was Sparks Adrift in the Louisiana Night Sky by Tumbleweed Dealer, our guest tonight. And thanks again to Seb for being with us. And yeah, this is from their brand new album, Dark Green. And we have reached the end of the show. I want to thank you very, very much for listening tonight, for being with us tonight. I always make the show for you, thinking about you, and hoping that you have a great time just like I do with your beautiful and magnificent company. Thank you very, very much again. And yes, I will see you next week. And El Dr. Misterio wishes you good night and good luck.